Hi, my name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video, and in this video, we're going to talk about how to overcome difficult times in life. So we're going to go through five key steps. And of course, there's many different ways we can try to overcome difficult times, but I'm going to give you five steps that will help you get really clear, really specific. This can be really personalized to you and help you sort of get out of a rut or a problem or a challenge and start seeing sort of the light at the end of the tunnel. So step number one, this is almost like our prerequisite step that will allow us to really execute on everything else. Step number one is to start with self-compassion. Now, if we don't treat a difficult time in our lives with some form of compassion, with some form of acknowledgement that, ouch, this is a hard time and I'm still going to support myself and I'm still going to take care of myself and I'm still going to be kind to myself in my internal dialogue and in my behaviors and the way I treat myself and my body and my sleep and all these different things. If we don't start with self-compassion, then we get stuck in this cycle of giving ourselves conditional love. We cannot give conditional love to ourselves and expect unconditional love from others. It doesn't work that way. And the reason is our subconscious mind is only really willing to effectively receive things that are part of its subconscious comfort zone, which is largely made up of how we treat ourselves throughout the day. So for example, if I'm going through a hard time in life and I'm going, I'm never going to get out of this. I'm an idiot. I can't believe this happened to me. Of course this happened to me. The world's unfair. You know, and if I'm like really putting a lot of negative thoughts into my internal dialogue and the relationship to myself, number one, it's really not different than somebody else speaking to you all day like that, following you around. And that does not feel good. And that person would not make you feel good. So why do we do it to ourselves? And number two, we have to make sure that like, even in those times where we make mistakes, we mess up, we didn't get the job interview. We didn't get the job that we interviewed for. And we were really hoping to get our hands on. Even when those things are not happening, not going our way, we still have to be able to show up and be kind in the relationship to ourselves and say things like, okay, this one didn't work out, but I believe the next one can. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep supporting myself. I believe that it's possible for me to make it through this. So we have to be in a place where we are full supporters of ourselves in an unconditionally loving way, even when things aren't going the way that we want them to. And what that does is it removes that initial layer of suffering that then allows us to not be so focused on beating ourselves up, putting ourselves down and robbing our own energy accordingly, but actually allows us to focus on being part of the solution instead of just fighting that problem. Number two, once we've done that, once we're sort of in a healthier relationship to ourselves, and it doesn't have to be that you're perfect at it, just you've made the commitment to show up and be more mindful about the way you speak to yourself and your internal dialogue and in your thinking. Number two becomes to simplify your life. So what you want to do here is you want to ask yourself, you don't want to, when we're going through a hard time and everything's chaotic, we don't want to find the way all the way out. Because usually that takes like 10 steps. And sometimes it's really overwhelming when things are already feeling like they're closing in on you to try to think 10 steps ahead. So we just want to get really clear about the next one or the next two steps. And a really good question you can ask yourself is, what are the next one to two things I can do to make my life a little bit better? Is it get up earlier? Is it go back to applying to new jobs? Is it to ask for help or support from others? Like, you know, get clear about like, what are the next one or two things that you can do? Number three, we then want to imagine like what a better life in general looks like. So we want to have a vision that's, you know, I have my small little action steps, my one or two things from step two, but what's the end game? Like, what am I really looking for? And what that does is it builds you a bit of a vision, a bit of a direction, and a bit of hope. And when you know what that end game is and that vision, so maybe you say, I want to have, you know, a really stable job where I feel fulfilled. Maybe you say, I want to have a lot of loving people around in terms of friends and family. I want to have more certainty in my life. I want to feel happier on a daily basis. Like what do you want your better life to have? What ingredients do you want it to have? And the reason step three here is so important is because without a vision of what we desire and what happiness, fulfillment, or the absence of difficulty in life actually looks like for us, we're often just running on autopilot. And the more we're running on autopilot, basically the more our subconscious mind and all the limiting programs we might've picked up on throughout the course of our lives are really the ones running the show. It's on our conscious mind and our free will and our ability to truly choose that's there and that's active. It's sort of like whatever programs exist at a deeper level. So when we have that vision, now we can move to step four, which is, what action steps or strategies can I create to try to move in the direction of my vision? And that's a place where it's like, you can come back to the step regularly as you complete the first two steps. It's like, now you know where you're moving towards. So you have the one or two things and you have the vision of where you're moving. And once you see those things up and running, now you go to step four and you can say, okay, what are the next one or two things? And maybe I can plan out even a little bit further because I've seen some small improvements. I've got some more room. I'm feeling less overwhelmed and less down. And now I can strategize on behalf of how to move in the direction that I would like to see so that my life feels like it's going better. And then step five, really simply ground this into reality. So ask yourself, when can I begin taking this action? When will I start? Will it be a Tuesday evening for 2 hours? I'll take these action steps. When will I really begin to do this? We make it tangible, we make it actionable, and we make everything super simple. So just as a reminder, that first step is the most important prerequisite. We really want to learn to have compassion in the relationship to ourselves, to have self-love, to support ourselves unconditionally, which means especially during hard times. And if you want to do a much deeper dive into giving yourself that self-love, that self-compassion, that self-care, and you don't know how, I've got 8 major tools for you to be able to do this in a really in-depth course that engages the subconscious mind in reprogramming of the relationship to yourself and being able to give yourself self-love, kindness, and compassion. And there's a free opportunity to try this course for a 7-day trial. There's a link in the description box below there. And it's called Rebuilding the Relationship to Yourself, a course about self-love, self-compassion, and self-forgiveness. We also have a big part of self-soothing towards the end of that course as well. So you can check that out. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for watching, for liking, for subscribing, for all of that stuff, and for being a part of this community. And I'm excited to see you in the next video.